to the items that we pulled from consent and take those.
We have a time certain.
One more time certain here.
12:11.
I'm sorry. Boy, I'm just not doing a very good job of reading my own agenda
meetings,
today. That's what happens when you show up late for a council meeting. All right. Item 12:11. Yes, I see Drew and others are here. So let's actually follow the agenda and do 12:11.
Authorize an agreement with Oregon Sports Authority for national and international sports marketing activities and event recruiting services and provide for payment.
Well, Drew and Susan are here to present this. I just want to say, in setting it up, you know, I go to U.S. Conference of Mayors meetings, and I see the gigantic sums that other cities put into sports. And I don't actually agree with that approach. I don't envy it. I'm actually glad that we don't write $100 million checks to billionaires in order to have a sports team downtown. But a lot of cities do that. And they think it's a good investment. I don't agree. That debate's going on in Las Vegas right now, as a matter of fact. And again, I'm really happy that Portland has a tradition of having sports be part of our community life and having good partnerships with our sports organizations, but not breaking the piggy bank of the public treasury in order to have that happen. So thanks to good management, that's how we do it here. But there are times when sports can really add to the economy of the city, and that's why this proposal is in front of us. And we saw that with the World Indoor Track and Field Championships. So, Doug, again, thank you for that, because that was a great illustration of how powerful sports can be for our local economy and how just much fun it can be for a community to host the best in the world to come here and compete in sports. So I was already a believer that this matters for our city before that event, but that was such a pleasure for all of us and such an affirmation that sports can play a very constructive role here with, again, frankly, minimal public investment in order to get those kinds of results. So that's why we're here. I'll let you two take it away.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Commissioners, Susan Hartnett, Spectator Facilities and Development Manager in the Office of Management and Finance. I almost feel like we could just sit down now.
Sorry.
That's okay. I was very glad to hear your enthusiasm there. And I would agree this is another example where Portland's model of how we do things is a little bit different than other cities. But I am really happy to be here with Drew this morning. Drew is the Executive Director for the Oregon Sports Authority. I'm going to make a few opening comments and clarify for folks who might not be aware of what we're doing, and then Drew will provide some additional comments on what Oregon Sports Authority does. So the Oregon Sports Authority is the City of Portland's Sports Commission, or our Chamber of Commerce for Sports, and they have been a notable contributor to our economy for more than 20 years. OSA's mission is to enhance Portland's economy and quality of life for its residents by securing sports events, sports conventions, and by facilitating sports franchise acquisitions. Drew will tell you more about their history of success and things to look forward to in the future. He'll do that following me. OSA works closely with all of the city's travel and tourism partners to identify and successfully bid on sports events and conventions. Many of these are held at city venues and generate direct benefit to the city in the form of user fees and transient lodging taxes. They also work closely with all of our professional and amateur sports organizations to assure their continued presence, as well as working to bring new franchises to Portland. For the last 8 years, the city, through the Spectator Venues Program, has provided rather modest financial support to OSA as a dues-paying member of the organization. Given the strength of and the historic growth in the sports industry economic sector and OSA's role in helping the city expand and continue that trend, OSA's recent request to the Chief Administrative Officer to consider increasing that support was met with a very positive response. It also seemed like a good opportunity to expand and advance the nature of the relationship between the city and OSA by shifting from a membership role to that of full partner with the organization. The ordinance before you authorizes the mayor to sign a 5-year agreement with OSA, increasing the city's financial support to $50,000 a year. Under the agreement, OSA will continue and expand their efforts to identify and bid on sports events that would not come to Portland without their active pursuit and participation. The funding provided through this agreement will expand their capacity to do that important work. Going forward under the agreement, OSA will also be providing an annual report to the Council to share their successes and talk about future events and efforts. And with that, I'd like to turn it over to Drew now, and I can answer some questions at the conclusion of his presentation.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning, Mayor Hales and City Commissioners. On the back of our business card, we printed an inspirational quote from Nelson Mandela. It says, "Sport has the power to change the world. It has the power to inspire and unite people in a way little else does," which really follows up on your introduction as well. If we look at sports events in the U.S. today, we find that the economic impact has increased 13.9% since 2012. It will surpass $10 billion in 2016. It's big business, and they additionally add to the quality of life for our community. We've also found that sports are resilient to recessions, experiencing growth no matter what the economy. Sports events have turned into the American vacation. Families often travel to participate or witness a sports event in a different city each year. In many cities, sports events have become the backbone of their culture and economy. Our organization, the Oregon Sports Authority, has an impressive record of historically securing renowned sports events for Portland. Our highlights include two Women's World Cups and a Men's World Cup qualifier, where we demonstrated to MLS that a future soccer franchise might be successful here. The Timbers and Thorns have greatly exceeded our expectations. We've hosted the U.S. Figure Skating National Championships. We've hosted 8 Do Action Sports Tours, 4 NCAA basketball tournaments, several national fencing championships, a Davis Cup World Final, supported the MLS All-Star Game, and many more. The city of Portland has had a phenomenal year in 2016. At the beginning of the year, with Susan's help here to my left, we helped host the largest participant figure skating event in the world in the Veterans Memorial Coliseum. We also helped host the largest sports convention ever held in Portland in February. We hosted the International Davis Cup tennis quarterfinals with its headquarters hotel and opening ceremony in July held in Portland. We hosted the Gay and Lesbian Soccer World Championships at Delta Park, the Western States Golf Tournament at Heron Lakes, and the Little League Softball World Series at Alpenrose. These events had an aggregate economic impact exceeding $5 million for the city of Portland. We additionally had a very strong supportive role with the World Indoor Track and Field Championships hosted here in March. That alone created an economic impact of $25 million for the city of Portland. For many of these sports events, Portland secures national and international visitors who have never before been to our fine city. So in addition to its economic impact, our sports events provide national and international visibility, which can lead to new business development. Most of our visitors arrive through Portland International Airport, ranked among the top airports in the world, and that makes a great first impression. And once they leave the airport, they experience the majesty of Portland, something that we all tend to take for granted. Now, two epic sports events lie ahead for us. One is the Phil Knight Invitational, coming next Thanksgiving, where 16 of the best college basketball teams in the country will play a total of 24 games Thanksgiving week at the Moda Center and Veterans Memorial Coliseum. Each game will be televised on ESPN. This will be the grandest college basketball tournament of all time anywhere. The other mega sports event.
Well, Drew, in fact, couldn't you make the case that it's even better than the NCAA tournament, because the NCAA tournament includes teams that get in because they win a conference championship or for other reasons. This is where Nike and the sponsors have handpicked the best basketball teams in the country.
Yeah. Well, if you like Duke, North Carolina, Stanford, Oregon, yes, the 16 of the best, no doubt. And this is going to be unbelievable. It's going to be 4 games in the Moda Center and 4 games in the Coliseum each day for 3 days. That's 24 games. That's an awful lot of basketball of the best teams in the country.
The mayor has asked me to be part of the security detail, and so I'll be checking credentials for the media.
This tournament is really unprecedented. Nothing ever like it has ever been even thought of before. The other mega event that we're looking forward to, haven't gotten it yet, but it will be the NBA All-Star Game. And that's held in February each year. That would be held at the Moda Center, the Veterans Memorial Coliseum, and the Oregon Convention Center. And our hope is that once the new headquarters hotel puts the shovel in the ground, that we'll be in a position to support the Blazers in their bid to bring its very first NBA All-Star Game to Portland. Additional sports events that we'll be looking to bring include more NCAA men's and women's basketball tournaments, including a women's Final Four, U.S. Synchronized Skating Championships, USA Gymnastic Championships, an aquatic sports convention, a FIS World Series of Action Sports, a duathlon national championship, and a North American Cup in fencing. So we can say that the future for hosted sports in Portland never has been brighter, yet the cost of securing these events now have progressively escalated in the last several years with rights fees doubling. Costs like site visits, rentals, medical, and security are now a common expectation. Therefore, the partnership that we have with the City of Portland is critical to enable our organization to continue bringing sports events to our city.
Can you explain, Drew, what rights fees mean?
They're often referred to as bidding fees. It's the fee you have to put up front before the event even starts to bring to your city. So we've been proud to make Portland a more renowned sports destination, but yet none of this happens in a vacuum. The partnership that we have with Portland is indispensable, and I can look at each of you and say, at various times, you've all been intimately involved in the events that we've brought. And so really, when we're bragging, taking credit for this, it really is a shared credit that you really are part of and as part of this partnership. And so we thank you for that partnership to allow us to help make Portland a renowned sports destination that impacts its economy and its cultural impact. And we thank you for your support, your leadership, and your time today. So I'd be delighted to answer any of your questions. Thank you.
Thank you. Questions? Concerns? Great presentation. Thank you both. Let's see who else wants to speak on this item.
We have Charles Bridge Crane Johnson.
On up.
Good morning, Commissioners. Thank you again. I think that I know normally you don't do colloquy back and forth questions, but is this only a $50,000 investment? You know, obviously.
Per year.
even so. Is there an expiration date for the agreement?
5 years.
I'm not the world's greatest sports fan, and as you noted, in many cities, there are projects of dubious nature, but I do want to thank the city for keeping its distance from the seduction of investing public money into sports, and it's good to know that there are, in addition to this relatively small amount of money we're providing, that even when the naming game goes on and Moda has its questionable $40 million or Providence Park outbids Jeldwin, that people from Jeldwin will stay on the board of the Oregon Sports Authority and you know, try and have a more grassroots public sentiment, less hysterical sports environment. I don't know about the NBA All-Star Game. We'll see about that. But I think that even for people who are not sports fans, when they look throughout this community and say, small amateur things, that those people coming through the airport, the boost in the hotel, I think that one thing you should consider is possibly looking for a permanent funding mechanism, maybe a way to something that can be done to change the hotel revenue tax or something like that, or rental car fee or something like that. Maybe a permanent funding mechanism for OSA might be appropriate or a way to create self-funding. But $50,000 a year for 5 years, even anti-sports people can be like, good for economic impact.
Yes, my name is Lightning. I represent Lightning Watchdog PDX. One of the concerns I have on this is that I think your $50,000 is just too low. It's amazing to me the economic impact that this group can have on this city and you only fund $50,000 a year, to me that's, I'll be honest, that's pathetic. And the reason why I say that is that I think we need to also understand on the facility rentals, we need to drop those prices down. We need to give more incentives to this group to make sure that people that do want to come to the city are incentivized to do. And when we're looking at this type of economic impact throughout the city, you'd have to be a fool not to want to invest more money with this group. It's foolish. All the economic impact on the local businesses, restaurants, the city itself, tourism, will go up. And you're only committing $50,000 a year. Another thing I'd like to see on this is that I'd like to see what I think groups that have taken the tourism industry and pushed it to a whole different level is I'd like to see Uber, Lyft, Airbnb get together with this group, top representatives, and focus on a, like you were saying, an international level on different events that can be brought to the city, but have their input and their experience and their contacts, and also them understanding the true benefits to them on doing that to their businesses. And I think they would be very open to doing that. And again, we're talking companies, Uber, Lyft, and Airbnb, that have the potential to fund certain teams to come in with large amounts of money with investors. And we need to tie this all together and bring them all together and understand that this is as important as tourism in the same area. And especially when we're talking, like somebody stated, the convention hotel, we have the potential now to take things to a different level and really benefit the people here by bringing in money, which is really great because these businesses will definitely improve their profits. The city will improve. And what do you have to lose by doing that? So again, I think your $50,000 is insultive. And it really is. It's absolutely insultive. I think the amount they should be given at the very minimum would be $500,000 a year. And I think every penny that you would give this group would be paid over 10 to 20 times at the very minimum. And I hope they come up with some data to substantiate that, because I think my numbers would be within reason. Thank you.
Thank you. You got some fans.
Just getting some fans there.
Almost as good idea as yes on 97.
Thanks. Anyone else?
Yes, can I ask Drew to come back up for one sec, Drew?
Yes, come on back, Drew. And Susan.
Drew, could you, I know we have some past and present board members here. Can we just acknowledge them before we move to a vote?
Yes, I'd be delighted to. Our President Emeritus, Len Bergstein, has been instrumental in guiding this organization, sitting here, and our President-elect, Doug Oblitz, instrumental, as Mayor Hales pointed out, in the World Indoor Championships, as well as the World Outdoor Championships, that'll have also a presence in Portland. But we're very proud, and also my staff, Meyer Freeman and Emily Heisenauer, are here as well.
Thank you. Other questions you had? Anything else for these two? Well, thank you for the presentation. We'll come back on second reading next week. I just want to say you are a bargain at any price.
Thank you.
But the fact that we have a nonprofit organization, let's think about that, a nonprofit organization, the Oregon tradition, and particularly here in Portland, of really relying on partnerships with nonprofits to do stuff once more is illustrated here. And that we do, again, both the state and the city put a relatively modest amount of money into this because there's other resources being brought to bear. And I think one of the requests I would make of the Oregon Sports Authority is, I don't think I need to make it, but it's worth saying, don't be shy about asking for the city's in-kind support for these ventures. I mean, it obviously worked in the case of the World Indoor Track and Field event, you know, that my chief of staff and Vin Lanana went off to the presentation, you know, in Monaco. It seemed like a crazy long-shot venture, but before they ever went off on that trip, there'd been a lot of work done to put an excellent bid together, and it relied again on people in the community that really care about this agenda working together. So I think hopefully all of you as leaders, whether emeritus or otherwise, and those who manage these programs will keep coming to the electeds here and saying, hey, here's another opportunity, but we need this, this, and this from the city in order to have it work. And that proved out on each of these events. So it's a real success story on a modest budget, and gives this mayor and future mayors the ability to go to U.S. Conference of Mayors meetings with some bragging rights that we have a great sports scene here in Portland, but we didn't just fold up when we were held up.
May I make some comments, too?
Yes. Thank you very much for being here, and thank you for the presentation. Thank you especially to Susan Hartnett, who not only works on the Spectator Fund and this measure, but is staff to the Commissioner Saltzman and me on the Visitor Development Fund, which does allocate money to bring more conferences here to Portland at this at the Coliseum and the Convention Center. I do have to correct the record a little bit. You weren't on the council, Mayor, but we did invest $34 million in city money in converting PGE Park, Civic Stadium to PGE Park.
You got it back.
Yeah. Actually, I don't think we did yet, so we'll have to... I mean, I actually love going to the Thorns game because I think about getting my money's worth. And we did also invest $1.9 million in the outdoor track and field. So, yes, we are putting more than this $50,000 a year in on specific issues when our community supports that. And I'm one of the biggest sports fans on the council, and I really appreciate the recognition that it's not only fun and games, it's also economic development and a community bonding experience when you're yelling extremely loud or saying the same thing.
Can I make one comment?
Yes.
I also want to acknowledge Len and Doug and thank them for their volunteer leadership. We've had a very strong board. And I want to thank Drew for being such an indefatigable cheerleader. Cities need cheerleaders, and unfortunately, sometimes people in cities think that the way you make your case is you tear the city down and then pivot to an ask, and that, unfortunately, has become almost a virus, not just here, but everywhere. It is a way of getting attention. It is counterproductive in the long term, and we need cheerleaders. We need people who are unabashed cheerleaders, and, you know, Drew, you've been that my entire 8 years. You love this city. You're always talking up sports, even sports that, you know, maybe aren't your favorite. And I have a photograph in my office, which I treasure, because I think of Drew every day when I come to work. And it's a picture of Megan Rapinoe, fresh from the world stage, perhaps the greatest player of her time, might have been Jelwyn.
Yeah,
I got to keep it straight. At Jelwyn Park. Autographing a ball for a young woman who is a first-generation immigrant to this city who played girls' soccer at Park Rose. And why is that picture important? Because among the many things that this gentleman does that don't get a lot of attention, he made sure that a local girls' team got to escort the best team in the world on the field, and as part of that got to meet all their heroes and got to sign balls. And those young Broncos will never forget that. And I'll never forget that moment because I have the photograph in my office. So thanks for all your great work.
Mayor, can I add my two cents?
Please, go ahead.
First of all, I want to thank Drew and Susan and Landon Doug for all of your work. Thank you so much. Drew, I also wanted to especially thank you for that Nelson Mandela quote, because that makes being a sports fan seem suddenly much more respectable and even spiritual. So thank you very much. And to tell you that I very much look forward to going to the Knight Invitational with my Maryland Terrapin wife and rooting against Duke.
Thank you all very much. This will come back on second reading next week. Thank you.